Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up in hour's time, we're going to listen back to Kevin Stefanski on the station earlier today alongside Jeff Phelps and Andy Baskin. Out at a little bit of a golf event, talking very little about golf, talking a whole lot about football. Again, that's coming your way at 9 o'clock. We'll be joined shortly here by Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal to try to figure out some of what we heard today out at the golf outing surrounding Kevin Stefanski, Joe Batonio, and a couple of other things. And to get the lowdown on it, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, from the Akron Beacon Journal, it's Chris Easterling, and he joins us now. Chris, what's going on?
Not much, Jake. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. I assume you made your way out to the golf outing today. How was everything?
Just fine, and even better, they didn't ask me to play. So it was fine.
All right, I'll throw out the stereotypical question. Of everything you saw from the Browns, best golfer, worst golfer?
I just sort of watched a couple, so I wouldn't be – I don't know if I'm qualified because – most of them look better than I do playing golf, so it's hard to judge.
That's fair enough. Listen, I'd go out there and probably I'd be right there alongside you, Chris. I would not have any shot. So we're going through, and I started the show off talking a little bit about Dylan Gabriel and just the fact of being sort of this third round pick that clearly the Browns put some faith in. Out of what we've seen. In the minimal size from the one day of OTAs the media was at, Dylan Gabriel to Shedeur Sanders, do you think there's been a noticeable difference so far in OTAs, or have we not been able to tell?
You know, I think, you know, I look and I like what I've seen out of Shedeur. I'll be honest. And, you know, maybe I'm also maybe a little biased in that we're coming into the draft. If you told me which quarterback that the Browns could take, that I might like the most, Shedeur was probably at the top of the list because I didn't think Cam Ward was going to be available, and I liked what Shedeur brought in terms of the way he looked like a Kevin Stefanski quarterback, but it's still so early, and I'll be honest, I watched him more closely at rookie minicamp last month than I did at the OTAs. I mean, I watched them, but, you know, it was my first opportunity to see Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco also at OTA. So I was sort of eyeing those two more. That's what's going to be nice about Wednesdays, get another opportunity to go out there and see a little closer look, especially at the rookies, is what I hope to do. Because, I mean, it's just so early to make any broad sweeping proclamations, but I would maybe think Shadur is a little ahead. Not a little ahead, but, you know, it's just, you notice Shadur because of, you know, just the passes are, look nice and all that. But, again, we're talking degrees, and we're talking helmets, jerseys, and shorts in a very, very controlled setting. So, you know, I wouldn't want to sit here and say, you know, oh, it's, you know, if you're scoring like a boxing round in a boxing match, it's 10-8 Shadur or something like that. I just think it's just way too early in the competition to really separate those two, especially when you think of, you're not seeing a lot of the stuff that, and Kevin Stefanski talked about it today, when he talked to us before at the golf outing. You know, you're not seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff. You're not seeing the meeting stuff. You're not seeing what they're doing, you know, in the walkthroughs. You're seeing such a small glimpse that it's probably more unfair, you know, to Dylan Gabriel to say, well, he's not, you know, he's not where Shadur is, or Shador's not where, you know. I just like to see more. I mean, maybe that's a flaw on me, but you know, I'd like to see a little more evidence. I'd like to give them opportunities. Let it bake a little bit more in the oven, so to speak.
Yeah, I do think, and Chris, I'll throw out the, I'm not trying to lead the witness when I ask this question, because no. I'll throw out, like, my quarterback rankings they end with Dylan Gabriel, right? He's my number four quarterback. And look at the thing. That's how I drew it up when I looked at it. I was similar to you. I had Shadur as my top quarterback, and Dylan Gabriel was down by, like, 9. But if we look at the Browns turning over to a Kevin Stefanski offense, do you think that that type of offense is something that would allow a quarterback like Dylan Gabriel to find success, and a reason why they draft him in the third round, when a lot of people in the league and a lot of people who cover the NFL looked at Dylan Gabriel and threw him out as more of like a fifth, sixth round pick?
They clearly do. And I guess if you get down to brass tacks, that's the only opinion that matters, right? I mean, because they took him in the third round, they took, you know, Shadur in the fifth. But, you know, I mean, this offense succeeded with Baker Mayfield, right? I mean, and there are some, you know, and I know I'm comparing the number one pick in the draft to the number 94 pick in the draft. I get that. I can hear people screaming at the car radio, at the radios right now. But, you know, there are some similarities there. But, again, it's just so early seeing. I mean, he's played in a lot of different offenses when he was between UCF, Oklahoma, and Oregon. And, you know, you do watch him in college and say he made some really nice plays, really nice throws. Can that translate? It's June 2nd, and I've seen him 3 times on the field. So there's a long way to go. I'd ask me in August, and I think I would have a much more definitive answer for that. But, I mean, it's the minute you say somebody can't, they turn around and they do it, because that's part of what makes some of these guys what they are. But at the same time, you know, I can understand the criticisms. I can understand the questions that surround why, if he can't really do it in a Kevin Stefanski or any NFL offense.
Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, do you think that the Browns are truly viewing this right now as a 4-man quarterback competition, or do you think this is more narrow than maybe they lead on?
I think they're saying all the right things. I think you have to think they have some idea of a general pecking order. I think you have to think they have an idea of right now how they sort of view it. But, you know, I think they also don't want to get set in we think we're going with Joe Flacco, we're going with Kenny Pickett. we have them 1A, 2, or however, 1 and 2, however you want to put it, and then, you know, it's Gabriel and Sanders, or Sanders and Gabriel. I think they have a general idea, but I also think, you know, I think there is some truth in that it's just so early.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think right now, I'll be honest, I think it's Kenny Pickett at 1. But, you watch Joe Flacco throw the ball and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I saw a couple years ago. Oh, yeah, those are the throws that Amari Cooper said looked like poetry in motion. You know, and it's like, so yeah, I think they're keeping their options open. If you had to ask, I think it's more groupings than by player. I think it's clear Pickett and Flacco are ahead of the two rookies, as they should be, right?
Right.
And then within there, there's a competition, and then within the rookie group, there's a competition, and then you get in the training camp, you get in the joint practices, you get the preseason game, and you sort of let that thing sift out a little bit and get a little bit more clarity.
Chris, I thought one of the interesting things from today was Joel Bitonio talking and sort of throwing out the line saying that a good offensive line coach needs to, and to be family friendly, I'll say, needs to be a D, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great line. He kind of joked. He's like, you can see it was like, I don't mean that personally, but I think it's exactly true. Like, when Bill Callahan, I mean, the amount of respect that room had, those guys had for Bill Callahan when he was here, was off the charts. But if you ask some of those guys, especially a guy like Wyatt Teller, about Bill Callahan, you know, you could tell that, you know, that he had a way. Bill had a way of communicating that probably let's describe it as old school. let's go family. Let's family friendly it that way.
Yeah, double it down on it. I like it.
we'll go to old school. If you think about that position group and what you're asking, you know, that has to be the toughest group on your football team. It just has to be, because they need to go out snap after snap after snap and kick the tail of the people, of the guys in front. They have to win their one-on-ones. They have to have a mean streak in them. And so you almost expect, you know, to get the best out of them, you know, you have to sort of kind of unleash and unlock that, you know, that meanness, that toughness, because not every player Duan Jones is a big teddy bear when you meet him off the field. But on the field, they've been able to unlock some of that. And that's partly you had, and to get that, you sort of have to, you know, again, be more old school, for lack of a better term. And I think, you know, and you look at some of the linemen that Mike Bloomgren coached at Stanford, and especially at Stanford, and you can see why Bill Callahan was, Kevin Stefanski said at the combine that he reached out to Bill Callahan and asked him about Mike, and Mike came with the Bill Callahan, seal of approval. So I mean, that tells you what Bill Callahan thinks of Mike Bloomgren, and that carries a lot of weight for those guys in the offensive line room. Now that they've been able to work with Mike, you can see that, the actions are matching the words and the hype for them.
Again, Chris Easterly with us here on the hotline. Would you say that in the return there, and I'm not saying it was a direct shot, but maybe just telling of what was there last year with a guy like Andy Dickerson, that maybe he didn't carry that same mentality with him?
I would think you're right. I don't think you have to look too far between the lines and see that. Andy was a really nice guy when you interacted with him, but it was definitely different when you watched Andy in practice. And again, I can only go by what I see in practice. Or it wasn't the same necessarily as when Bill Callahan was out there. It just wasn't. And so, I think it reflected a little bit. I mean, injuries obviously had a big part of it also, but I think it reflected a little bit in the play. The scheme had a little bit to do with that also. But it was clear Joel made a point of talking about toughness. And, getting back to the identity. It's what he and Jack Conklin both talked about the day after the season ended, which was the day that Ken Dorsey and Andy Dickerson were fired, that they need to get back to that identity they had. And they talked about that identity was that tough, lean on that offensive line, not let that offensive line go out and be mean and physical and knock people back on their butts and run the football. And that's what I think that's what it sounds like that's what Mike Bloomgren's trying to get them back to, as well as the new scheme with Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski.
Chris, look at the wide receiver room as well. I thought it was interesting that Kevin today spoke a little bit highly, at least when he was on the stage with us, of Deontay Johnson and the veteran of sort of just he is and what he can be in this room. From an outside perspective, do you think that we should be viewing him as anything more than like a lottery ticket?
I think that's how you have to look at it until he shows he's more than a lottery ticket. I mean, it's just, if you hit on this lottery ticket, it's a low risk, high reward signing. If you hit on it, you maybe stabilize a little bit of that receiving room behind Jerry Jeudy. You maybe give yourself somebody that reliably you can get the ball to after Jerry, so that teams can't just double up Jerry and triple overload to wherever Jerry's at. But, I mean, all due respect to Kevin's opinion, what Kevin said today, I mean, look, the facts are the facts. He bounced around last year. I mean, Baltimore is desperate for wide receivers for years, and he couldn't stick there. He was there like 3 weeks, if I can remember correctly. He signed in December, and I don't think he was gone by January. So, I mean, it's just – it's incumbent on Deontay Johnson, and maybe that was the wake-up call Deontay Johnson needed, was last season, and we'll see. And if it works for the Browns, then that's great. That answers, at least for 2025, a major question. But to look to expect it to be anything more than a potential lottery ticket at that position, it would be a little bit of a bridge too far.
Chris, I'll get you out of here with this one. As we look at his counterpart and Jerry Jeudy, I almost wonder and think, like, I have the belief, that he's going to be good, but should there be any fear that looking at him play last year, that there's a step back to be had as this team starts to rely more on the run and get away from the 40 to 50 pass attempts a game that he was thriving under with Jameis?
I don't think that should be the reason. He really got into a good rhythm with Jameis. And he even acknowledged it last week when he talked that the start wasn't great for him. He was not very good, with Deshaun when DTR came in after Deshaun got hurt. And he sort of connected with Jameis and took off. Now the question is, I think it's more akin, yet again, and he's looking at a variety of different quarterbacks who are going to be throwing him the football. Can he get that to develop that connection with somebody? Can he develop that connection with all of them? Can he just develop a connection so that it's not every time they go out there every game, just trying to figure things out, trying to get on the same page, so to speak. And to his credit, he's like, look, that's on me. I have to make it easy for the quarterbacks. And, Kenny Pickett said he's the easiest guy to throw to. He makes it so easy to throw in the football. And, it's clear that Jerry knows the responsibility is on him to make it easier on the guys who are throwing the ball, which gives me reason to believe that I don't think it's going to be a huge step back if there even is one. For him this year. Now, granted, he's coming off a year where he set a franchise record for receptions. He had 1,000 yards receiving. So, hopefully the Browns are hoping, and Jerry is, and whoever throws the ball is hoping that's the start of something, sort of unlock something. And maybe it's kind of the next act for Jerry after, the disappointment in Denver.
Chris, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And I look forward to talking to you sometime here in the near future as we get more and more on this quarterback situation and beyond.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.